Okay.
Okay.
All right. So you have student loan debt, right? You got 100K out. You go to your bank and you take out a $100,000 loan to pay off your student loan debt in full,
Yep.
right out of college. Boom, golden. Then what you do is you just start hitting any bank you can in your area. It's a constant cycle of taking out $100,000 loans to pay off the other. And you're going to have great credit because in a one-time payment, you are paying off all of these $100,000 loans
Right.
until you pass away and leave $100,000 for your kids to pay.
My only issue that I see with this plan, right, is a different bank going, well, you're already $100,000 in debt. How can we trust that you're gonna, pay us back the money, right?
Well, look at my amazing credit score.
Well, he doesn't have an amazing credit score yet because he hasn't done it yet. Is what I'm saying.
No, but you get the amazing credit score from having the student loan debt. You take out a $100,000 loan at the initial bank. You lie about what it's going to be used for.
Oh, like a
You
business loan
pay
or
off.
something?
Yeah. Then you pay off your student loan debt.
So you're
Then it
talking
looks
about fraud.
What do you yeah, that's number yeah, that is illegal, number one. Number two, I do think this is just money laundering, actually.
I think,
I
but
think
here's the thing.
this is bank fraud. This is legitimately what bank fraud is. You're just describing bank fraud.
By golly, it just might be crazy enough to work.
Right.
It's worked several times, but like, I
Yeah.
don't know.
People do it all the
And
time. I mean,
it's crazy
I've
because
done
it's
it.
like an this is like an original thought in my head. I thought I was like on the verge of something here.
You and Jordan Belfort both.
I'm gonna go to Wall Street. I'm gonna live the life. You got to do the dirty deeds. You got to fuck a couple of hookers. You got to kill one of them. You have to do a lot of coke. I think you get to have lunch with Matthew McConaughey. That's a rule.
And that's always, that's only just when you get to Wall Street and meet homeless people. Bang a couple of hookers, kill one, do a bunch of blow. And then you get to
You
hang
put
out with
your
Matthew McConaughey.
assistant. What?
And then you get to hang out with Matthew McConaughey because he's also killing hookers and doing blow
Yeah.
with homeless people.
After you put one of the temps in a chokehold for too long and they pass out, and you just put him in the broom closet, Matthew McConaughey comes out and he's like, "Hey, want to get some coffee?"
Yeah.
Think you're describing I can get done in Austin, Texas next week.
Well, in Dallas, Texas.
I thought he lived in Austin.
No,
He just was in Dallas Buyers Club.
He's got AIDS.
Oh,
Matthew McConaughey has AIDS in Dallas Buyers Club?
Jesus Christ.
Hold on a sec. Have you not seen the movie?
No.
That's the whole plot of the
Is
movie.
that he has AIDS?
Yeah, so
Yeah,
he
you
okay,
basically just said
so
Forrest Gump
yeah, that's like, yeah, I mean, yeah.
Okay, all right, whatever. I haven't seen the movie.
So yeah, the whole movie is so Matthew McConaughey, right? He's not gay, like Eazy-E, and he gets AIDS and he's like, "Oh damn. Well, I need to get some medicine." But like I think he's poor. I haven't seen the movie either. I've just read the synopsis. Anyway, he meets some bitch played by Jared Leto. And I think they all have AIDS. And Matthew McConaughey, he's trying to get drugs, right? And he's hanging out with trans Jared Leto. And they decide what?
I haven't seen Dallas Buyers Club either. I just knew he had AIDS, but I didn't know Jared Leto was trans in the movie.
Yeah, Jared Leto's trans in the movie.
Where can I watch this movie?
Yeah. Oh, what's crazy is I literally thought this movie was about buying houses.
No,
I really did. I was like,
I
Dallas Buyers
refuse
Club.
to believe anything you ever say is real anymore. Because anytime I assume that you're telling the truth, you're like, "No, you fucking idiot, I'm kidding."
No, I can tell you with utmost certainty, up until this moment, I really thought it was about buying houses. That's why I never watched it, because I was like, that sounds boring. I don't want to watch people buy houses in a
It
movie.
is boring. I've seen like 10 minutes of it, and I didn't care for it at all.
I think, yeah, Jared Leto is trans in this movie.
Yeah, I wasn't bullshitting you about that.
Bro, part of me thought you were fucking with me. We have no trust in our dynamic.
Jared Leto's trans.
Yeah.
Yo, what fucking he was dude doing on an acid trip wrote this fucking movie?
Well, what's so great about the movie, too, is because Jared Leto's a method actor. He actually got bottom surgery for the movie. And so now he has a pussy. And, yeah, he had a pussy when he was the Joker, which is why... Which is why they actually had Joaquin Phoenix do the other Joker movie, because they were originally going to have Jared Leto just do it, but there's that scene where he's in the briefs, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And you needed to see some bulge. Yeah, you can't just have a guy with a pussy.
Well, that's probably why Jared Leto's Joker was so mad he doesn't have a penis.
Yeah. Well, because he can't. How's he supposed to beat his wife without or his girlfriend without a
penis? Yeah, how are you supposed to have sex with that heroin addict Harley Quinn if you ain't got a little penis to do it with, huh?
That's what drove Harley Quinn crazy.
She also got AIDS from
Matthew McKinnon, Dallas Buyers Club.
From Jared Leto and Dallas Buyers Club, yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense to me. Yeah, that's cool. I don't know. It's always been my dream to see someone like Matthew McConaughey just really get a smack in the face from God. So I think watching him have AIDS for an hour and a half would be just what I need.
Yeah. Well, it's
Jared.
Cool.
Jared, let go of your penis.
That's good. Yeah, that's good.
Jared unfortunately thought that if he kept his penis on ice for the entire filming of Dallas Buyers Club, he'd be able to reattach it.
Yeah. Well,
she would be able to reattach.
So they flip your penis inside out. So he just put ice cubes in his vagina to keep it on ice.
Yeah, he thought he could just pull it out.
Yeah.
Wait, is he a trans man or a trans woman?
I don't know. I didn't pay.
Is he just a man playing a trans man?
Well, let's not
I don't rule care
out the fact
enough
that they could be non-binary.
Well, no, they have pronouns in the movie.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, but that's just a movie. I'm talking about like real life.
In real life, Jared Leto's a man.
Yeah, Jared Leto see him for sure.
Yeah,
should
but
be.
He's got a but he's got inverse penis now.
Well, yeah, because of the movie Dallas Buyers Club.
So Jared Leto is non-binary now.
No.
Oh.
No, he's a he/him lesbian.
Hmm. Oh, cool. So never mind. I can't say that.
Yo, Jared Leto low-key gay as fuck for that. For being trans. Yeah. He's low-key gay as fuck for that.
Yeah.
Yo, for being trans, this fool cannot dress in the movie. I hate...
He can't dress in real life either. You ever see that fucking dude pop out anywhere?
Well, let's see.
He's a leather jacket dude for sure.
He looks like a piece of shit every time he leaves his house.
God, yeah, wow, dude. Yeah, I don't like that.
You know who looks cool every time they leave their fucking house?
Cool.
Nicolas Cage. Nicolas Cage looks fucking cool every time he goes outside. He does anything and he just looks like the coolest person in the fucking world. He looks like an NPC that you're supposed to talk to. Like, that's like just the vibe Nicolas Cage has.
Yeah, he really does.
He stunts on motherfuckers like crazy.
Dude, sometimes he comes out fitted as hell.
Yeah, man.
What the fuck? I didn't know that he dressed like that.
Have you seen the interview where he's like, am I doing too much? Am I over the top? I decide when the top is or where the top is. Have you seen that?
Is that the GQ thing where he's like going over his roles?
He's like sitting, I don't know what it's from, I'll be honest, but it is an incredible video. Here, let me see if I can find it real quick.
No, he's
looking pretty fresh. He switches his look up all the time too, which I think is like important, you know. Jared Leto consistently looks like a douchebag.
Oh yeah, Jared Leto fucking sucks.
This motherfucker comes out wearing like a fucking fedora and a leather jacket.
Here we go. It's a Time magazine piece.
Okay.
Hold on.
You're gonna play it in here?
Hold on, I just gotta find it.
Man, dude, here you go, here you go.
We're doing this together because she's the reason the movie works.
And you get to go to some really crazy places. Like, how do you amp yourself up for scenes like that? Or is, you know, what does the term over the top even register?
You show me where the top is, and I'll let you know whether I'm over it or not, all right? I design where the top is. Brian could speak more to this than I can. He knows how spiritual acting is for me. I don't even like the word acting anymore. I don't, because it implies lying in some way. I don't act. I feel and I imagine and I channel. So, to you, Brian.
Oh, it's I like direct.
Isn't that incredible?
That is powerful. That is really
Dude,
powerful.
He fucking rocks so hard.
Yeah.
Dude, I love him so much.
Dude, I feel like he's just one of those guys you just don't know about. But I mean, I remember not long ago, wasn't he hanging out with like Marilyn Manson?
I have no idea.
If I were famous, I would hang out with weird celebrities that made everybody uncomfortable.
Yeah. Too. Oh, yeah. I'd absolutely hang out with like weird people. Like, as soon as I could, I'd be hanging out with Harmony Korine.
I'd start hanging out with like Andy Dick. I'd hang out with someone that like you really should not hang out with.
Oh, absolutely not. He's the worst person.
Well, he's gonna he's gonna fuck you, Cave. If you hang out with Andy Dick, he's gonna fuck you.
I don't want to hang out with Andy Dick anymore. Yeah,
You don't want to hang out with Andy Dick. Nobody should want to hang out with Andy Dick.
I need to hang out with like a celebrity that's like off the rails, but that isn't gonna try to fuck me.
Andy Dick is like gay Kevin Spacey, without the good acting.
Yeah. Let's see. What's an unhinged celebrity? What's that? The guy, they used to. Didn't he date Britney Spears? He's like a douchebag.
Justin Timberlake.
No.
He used to date Britney.
AFED.
Huh.
AFED.
AFED. What?
AFED. Kevin Federline.
Yeah, it might be Kevin. It might be Kevin Federline.
I think I'd want to hang out with Tiger Woods' wife.
She's also pretty cool.
Yeah.
I could hang out with Amanda Bynes. That might be a good one. I think she's still kind of loopy, isn't she?
She's a little crazy.
See, you guys are going the whole wrong way. I'm hanging out with the dude from That's a Raven, the black dude that was just on crack smoking Orlando Brown. Yeah, I'm hanging out with him. And like Dennis Rodman. My crew is me, Orlando Brown, or whatever, Dennis Rodman, and then Justin Roiland. Right?
Makes no sense. It's because you're trying to sell them crack.
Oh, you know what? You know who I'm gonna hang out with?
Chris just wants customers.
I'm gonna hang out with fucking Aaron Carter. That guy is losing his mind.
God. You should hang out with all the Carters. Have you watched House of Carters?
Yeah, I have.
That show fucking owns.
It is one of the best shows, and it's great because it's all on YouTube.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah. I was doing a live stream of that once where I was watching it with whoever was in my stream.
Yeah.
It was pretty
House of Carters is literally just, it's too unhinged. Like, I can't believe some of that shit made it to TV.
Yeah, fucking right. Aaron Carter's just fucked up in the back, like, pool area. And Carter comes home and he's like, why are you guys partying? What did we talk about? And they're all, like, drunk as fuck.
And they're like, and Aaron's like, fuck you, I'm an adult. And it's like, fuck Aaron, you're 16.
I'm an adult. Yeah. And the oh man, and then when Aaron's trying to make like hip hop and R&B, and Nick's like, "Don't you what are you doing? This is late in my house," fucking yelling at him for being too loud. He's like,
yeah.
"I want some respect, okay? I don't want to have to yell at you. I don't want to be like dad or mom because they fucking fucked us." And like the common theme in that whole thing is just that their parents are the reason that they're all terrible people and not that just terrible people. Yeah.
Oh my God. Well, one of my favorite things too that like is kind of like a background thing, but is so funny, is that the dogs are constantly shitting on the floor in that house.
Yeah.
Like, no one ever takes the fucking dog outside. They're always, there's always like a scene in the episode where they gotta pick up dog shit off the floor.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, what the fuck, man?
He punishes Aaron Carter for getting drunk by making him go grocery shopping with him while he's hung over his shit.
Yo. And then Aaron's trying to like see if anyone recognizes him.
Yeah, and then he like throws up outside.
Yep. Oh my god. Yeah. Everything oh my god. I remember that.
Describing is cool. It's cool to me. Everything you everything you described is sick.
It's a good show.
It's fantastic.
Celebrity, I'd want to hang out with Rob Kardashian for sure. Just smoke weed with that dude all day.
Rob Kardashian. I'd like to hang out with Rob DeSick.
Who?
Scott Disick.
Scott. Sorry, I'm drunk.
Yeah, Scott Disick would be a cool. Would be a cool.
He's the coolest one on the Keeping Up with the Kardashians show.
The best thing is that he's just like a no bullshit guy, and everyone hates him for that.
Yeah.
Like Scott's an asshole.
Because he says something about them all having fake asses or whatever.
Yeah, because he was like, "You guys are deluded and don't understand this." Scott is such a fucking dick.
Yeah. So you guys are also self-absorbed and shitty. They're just like, what a fucking asshole, really? Like, you're just going to say that in our house?
I'm going to wait until dinner tonight, and I'm going to call his stupid ass out.
And then at dinner, she's like, Scott, you're kind of a dick. And he's like, yeah, okay, and you're kind of a bitch.
Yeah. Like, oh, I love, oh, man, yeah. Kudos to Scott, dude. Yeah.
Just eating food prepared by a private chef.
Yeah.
Just no, like, literally.
He like doesn't like, give a fuck.
Just like it's just like, why are we arguing for TV? We're wealthy.
Yeah.
We literally have everything we want. Stop yelling at me.
Doesn't he just like, doesn't he walk out of like a lot of situations?
Yeah.
Where they'll like start yelling at him. He's like, all right, bye.
he's doing it in the smartest way, man. Cause it's like, he has to be in the show and he's like, well, I'm just going to like cause some drama for 5 minutes and I'm going to leave. And that's,
is he on
my
anymore?
Part of the episode. Huh?
Is he on anymore? Or did they get rid of him after?
I don't know if they got rid of him. I know like the whole show is over now, but I mean, the few times that I've seen the show, he was in it.
I just love
best part is Kanye dodging cameras.
Yeah,
and he's just like not eating dinner in his own home.
Yeah, I love the clip of him being like, "We're like the Incredibles," because they're doing the fucking interviews.
Yeah.
You fucking rock. I'd like a situation where it's Scott and Kanye just sitting together and Kanye's explaining a theocracy to Scott. Like it's this brand new idea that Kanye had just come up with. And Scott's just like, you know what that is, right? And Kanye's like, brilliant idea, right? And he's like, no, it's a theocracy. They already do that in Syria. Or
what? He's like, I crunched the numbers, Disick. It works.
And then we have Scott like quoting Sharia law, just like...
And then Kanye puts on a beige floppy hat and walks out.
You ever read the Quran, you pasty motherfucker?
Next thing we know, we got a tweet that says Scott the Sick needs God.
Yeah. Scott Disick walked in my bedroom threatening me.
That's a show I'd like to see. Scott and Kanye.
Oh, dude, that'd be crazy because you know that they would not want to hang out in real life. Scott, so you just Scott, force them to hang out during the day.
Yeah, it's who was Scott with? Was it Chloe or Courtney? I don't remember.
He was with Courtney.
It's just like Kim and Courtney are like, we're gonna have a girls' day, so we left the guys at home, and it's Scott Disick and Kanye West like out to golf.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's funny about Kanye is like, it's like he'll do like Mac from Always Sunny in Philadelphia just for real. Like he like will completely change his moral compass because somebody pisses him off.
literally, yeah. Dude, she's a total freak. She lets me fuck without a condom on. And all I have to say is that I don't think abortions are okay. Yeah. Mac, I'm pregnant. I think we should get an abortion. Yeah.
Dude, yeah. I'm finding out some crazy shit about Scott Disick right now. On October 2nd, he learns that he has low testosterone, dude.
Well, yeah, that's what happens when you hang out with the Kardashians for how many years.
It's just crazy that they can't, like, fast-track all the men in that show to becoming transgender. They have to wait till they're old as hell.
I was going to say, just take some from Caitlyn and give it to Scott.
Yeah, she clearly didn't lose any of it.
Caitlyn Jenner being the face of a transgender movement is so funny because, like, she just, like, killed someone with a car and was like, oh, by the way, guys, before the news breaks, I'm trans.
Which kind of rocks.
Yeah.
And then she won, Woman of the Year?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Brett Favre didn't clap loud enough.
Good. Brett Favre doesn't have to. He's a football player. I should see him moving on the field, not clapping for some woman.
Well, another thing is, you got to remember, Brett Favre just has violent CTE, and he's from, like, the South. Like, did you really think he wasn't transphobic?
He does, like, he does Wrangler commercials. Like, he doesn't, he would kill a gay person, I think, with his Dodge truck.
At this point, he has the mind of a 13-year-old, so, like, does it really matter?
Yeah.
Can you really judge the guy? I mean.
Do you think Brett Favre is going to do murder-suicide? Soon.
You think Brett Favre is gonna go shoot up YouTube headquarters?
Brett Benoit.
I was thinking Brett Benoit. Yeah.
Brett Favre is gonna send a pipe bomb to a random house.
Oh, Brett Favre Kaczynskiing himself would be hilarious.
Brett Favre couldn't even build a pipe bomb.
Probably not. He would like.
His hands would be too shaky.
He could throw one, but I don't think he could build. His hands would be too shaky. Does he have Parkinson's now?
I mean, does at this point. Like, he just was getting his shit kicked in for like, he had a long career. He played till he was like 44 or some shit like that. So he was like.
And they also had fucking hit on him at one point.
Here's the thing: he never played like stand in the pocket like Tom Brady did. So, like, he was getting his head bashed in constantly. Like, he would run the ball and shit. So, like, for like, his entire life, for 44 years, pretty much, because he started playing football when he was 5, he's just getting his head smacked. Bouncing shit off the concrete. Because it's not like they played safe in Little League in the South.
No, not at all. I mean, we watched Forrest Gump, right?
Well, mm-hmm. we did a drill when I was little where we would just, like, you have to lower your head and hit the other person with your head. Jesus strengthen your neck.
Well, yeah, you don't want a bunch of kids breaking their neck.
And I've had like four concussions.
I've probably had a concussion just by hitting my head somewhere, but not from actually doing anything.
Oh, and it's all been from, like, I just played football from age like 8 or 9 to 18, so like 10 years. This man's been playing for fucking 40 years. Just get his fucking skull bashed in.
It all makes sense now, Chris.
We had a kid in my school that faked having a concussion. And it was in, like, middle school. He got tackled. And, you know, coach comes over and is like, oh, hey, you all right? And he's like, coach, where am I? Where do I live?
Yeah, that's awesome.
That was the first thing he said.
Yeah, that fucking rocks.
Yeah, that's not how it works. You just, like, kind of get up and you feel foggy. And, like, everybody notices you walking not the right way.
Yeah. Well, the best part, too, is, like, everyone noticed. And until we graduated, anytime you were, like, kids were, like, in a classroom with them, they'd be like, oh, hey, Sean, where am I?
I think the best part
just
about,
did not let that go.
I think the best part about getting a concussion is you either know right away or you die in your sleep.
Yeah.
It's just kind of, that's it.
Yeah. It's like the ultimate test from God.
it's really cool having a headache even watching TV for more than 5 minutes.
Yeah.
For 2 whole weeks. Where you just
well, now you guys know what it's like to not wear glasses.
Yeah.
You're just laying in the dark. Just like praying for the sweet release of death. It's beautiful.
This girl I knew. And
like, then you got like a coach calling you, like, when do you think you can get back out on the field? You're just like,
yeah. I'm thinking about Dak Prescott with his fucking busted ass ankle right now, just getting that phone call. Hey, when can you get back out here?
Yeah.
Is it bad that I have a feeling that Bill Belichick immediately was like, thank fucking God we can move on to the next guy?
Yeah. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I saw the video and I was just like, holy hell.
I was thankful he wasn't a horse.
Yeah. They Here's the thing, they might kill him on sight. He's not done yet.
Well, not for breaking his ankle. They're not going to kill him for that.
I don't know, maybe.
No, there's other reasons to kill him.
No, you do know that he held out on his contract this year.
Yep.
So, like, he's only made, like, $13 million in the NFL. Well, I say only, but he's only made, like, $13 million in the NFL. He could have signed a $30 million contract, or, like, $20 million of that would have been guaranteed, so he lost, like, $20 million possibly off this injury.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they were talking about that when I was at the casino.
Jesus.
He could easily not get a good contract now. Injured.
Yeah. I mean, that's just what happens in the sports world, I mean.
He's young, though. He'll bounce back.
Yeah. You would hope so, but, I mean, you want to get back in as early as possible. You fuck it up again. Boom.
Well, that was the issue with Teddy Bridgewater. We're becoming a sports podcast now. But that was the issue with Teddy Bridgewater was everybody was pushing Teddy to get back. So fucking, like, fans specifically, not so much the establishment. I'm pretty sure they gave him some time to actually heal when his fucking leg broke, or not his leg. It was his ACL.
He had the same injury as me, but mine was worse because I severed an artery.
Mm.
Yeah. Me and him had it's a rare injury. Basically, the top half is like dislocated from the bottom half, gotcha. And like within the kneecap, the knee.
Yeah, but yeah, no, I remember, like, because I knew a lot of people who were like, oh, he needs to get back out, and a lot of people were like, yeah, but, like, if he fucks it up, and then so many people were like, no, he needs to get back out, we need to see Teddy, and it's like, oh, Jesus Christ.
There's a good chance, I know this just because I know a lot about the injury, he could re-dislocate that knee and lose his leg really easily.
Oh, actually. For sure. Oh, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Scary, man.
I have a ball of tendons like in my knee, so like if I hit my knee hard enough, it'll actually snap the tendons in my leg.
Jesus Christ.
I've had it for a long time. It's called an Osgood Slaughter. It's fucking disgusting.
Damn, how does that happen? Are you just like born with that?
I don't know. I think part of me thinks I grew too fast, but I was also dancing it since like 5. So like,
yeah.
It's terrible on your knees.
No, it's so bad for your knees, and on top of having bad knees, I'm fat, so it like hurts even more.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. The only health-related thing I've really been doing lately, I've been trying to learn how to touch my toes.
That's pretty good.
And I'm having a lot of fun doing it.
Have you done it yet? Or?
Nope. I have never been able to touch my toes ever once in my life. And so every day I am stretching and trying to get a little bit closer.
I'm working on seeing my toes.
On seeing your toes?
I can see my toes. I'm working on seeing my penis. It's going to be a hard one anyway, even if I lose the weight.
Yeah, one day, man.
Yeah. That's crazy. Can't be me.
I can see my penis all the time. I can see it right now.
Why aren't you wearing pants? Is there a dress code for doing
the podcast? I didn't think so.
Well, I'd hope you'd at least wear pants.
No. I sit in my computer chair butt-ass naked. I get ball-and-ass sweat all over my chair while we do the podcast. And if you know what, it feels kind of good.
Yeah, I
you're disgusting, man.
I was gonna wear the tracksuit during this podcast, but then I was like, I don't know if I want to do that right now.
No, that I just
seems like a lot of work.
Yeah,
I dress pretty comfy. I just wear jeans and a t-shirt when we do the podcast. You know, business casual.
Yeah.
I'm wearing shorts and a t-shirt right now.
I'm wearing shorts and a beater, so.
Hell yeah. I gotta get some beaters, man.
I look like a
beater, fat, I barely know her.
Look like a fat Eminem right now.
Hell yeah.
It's kind of cool.
Fat and not so slim shady.
Not so, yeah, that one's good. Faggot M, that's low fruit. That's bad.
Mm-hmm.
My bad. Eminem.
Gay Eminem is dick.
Okay, here's a question. Eminem right now on Spotify has 36 million monthly listeners.
Yeah.
If Eminem was outed as a neo-Nazi tomorrow morning, how far down do you think those monthly listeners dip?
I think it would skyrocket.
For the 5 listeners. Million black people that stop listening to him, 12 million more white people will start listening to him.
I don't know if you remember what happened when Nike decided to make Colin Kaepernick their boy.
Mm-hmm.
But if you do the opposite of that, and you, like, let's say, like, you make, like, not Milo, because he's gay. Who's a fucking
neo-Nazi?
Yeah, who's a fucking
Richard Spencer.
All right, yeah. If you made like Richard Spencer, like the Nike like business casual guy,
yeah,
sales would skyrocket even more.
Like the golf pants guy.
Literally, yeah. If Donald Trump was the golf pants guy for Nike, do you know how many people would be buying Nike? Just in general,
I tell you what, I'd probably be buying Nike.
Now, stay with me here. Obama decides he's gonna wear white Air Force Ones with the tan suit. Nike plummets. No more Nike.
I love Obama. I love the idea of Obama. Like, let's say next year Obama's going to like a basketball game. He's sitting courtside, got a tan suit, white Air Force Ones on. Nike stock just drops by like 70%.
Yeah, absolutely. I have the line. Now you sitting courtside. Wifey on the other side, got to keep them separated. I call that apartheid. Like that line.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about that with Obama and Michelle. And then Obama sitting by like Rihanna and like Stevie Wonder.
Yeah. He's like, now stay away from my transgender wife.
They should have had Michelle Obama and Dallas Buyers Club instead of Jared Leto.
Yeah, Michelle Obama.
That movie would have been so much better if the whole time she was bitching at.
It would have been better if they just got a real trans person like Michelle Obama. Yeah.
She's just bitching at Matthew McConaughey the whole time for eating like a chicken sandwich or whatever.
Yeah. I don't even remember what Michelle sounds like. Probably like. I don't know if she sounds really nice, actually.
She's very pleasant. She's, yeah. I can't do like a good, I can't do impressions.
Now,
at all.
Matthew, now, did you Matthew, eat your carrots?
Well, you shouldn't be drinking 2% milk. I think you should be drinking skim, actually. He's like, I have AIDS.
Yeah.
I have AIDS and
Matthew
no health care. Please.
She's asking him like to count his calories, and he's like, hey, last night I gave you AIDS.
Obama picks her up from the meeting or whatever, and she's like, Michelle, how was it? And she's like, well, my friend Matthew here is actually pretty upset about not having health care, so I was wondering if you'd let him, you know, hit the button for the drone strike. And Obama's like, I think we can do that. And Matthew McConaughey is like, all right.
All right.
Yeah.
Matthew McConaughey gives Michelle Obama AIDS, and then she goes back home with Obama, and then it turns into the movie White House Down. The whole White House gets AIDS because they're all fucking nonstop in there. Right. The Obamas brought a real party kind of attitude, free love spirit into the White House and got everyone sexing all the time. All
right, let's.
Now everyone in the White House has AIDS.
Let's make this more modern. All right, so how about this, right?
Okay.
Donald Trump is at the Dallas Buyers Club with Matthew McConaughey. And Donald Trump gets AIDS, right? Oh, no. I don't know why my Discord just did that.
Okay.
Yeah, it kicked me out for some reason. No, we're cool. Anyways.
Yeah, but I have a joke.
Oh, okay.
Matthew McConaughey says to him, he says, all right.
Yeah, that's good. So Matthew McConaughey gives Donald Trump AIDS. And Donald Trump's like, we're going to go back to the White House. We're going to start kissing everybody. We're going to kiss the women. We're going to kiss the men. We're going to kiss everybody.
Yeah, one of the things people don't know about AIDS is it actually makes you so horny that you will literally fuck anything.
Yeah, and you can get it by kissing somebody. That's a common misconception.
Yeah, this is new
AIDS,
super AIDS.
Yeah, it's the coronavirus mixed with AIDS.
Yeah, hold on, I got something to play real quick.
Yeah, let me turn it up real quick for the audience.
Wait, do we know why this is funny?
Yeah, because the YMCA was the young men's center. It got really big in the 80s, right? Maybe the 70s.
No, did you not see Trump dancing to the song last night?
Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
I thought it was a gay guy thing, because...
I mean, it is a gay guy thing, that's why it's funny.
Yeah, it's the gay guy thing.
Wait, that song is about if you have AIDS?
No. It's about the YMCA, which is like the Young Men's Cum Association or whatever, and essentially
it's like where
it
you
is,
go if you steal a candy bar from the guest.
Right, you get to hang out with all your other boys, and you guys get to all reminisce in the locker room about, you know, the candy bars you stole. Now, the crazy thing about the YMCA is it hasn't changed who goes there, the members, since the 70s, and those are the guys you walk in and see with their balls out every time. I just
there
realized
there used to be a lot of gay sex there. They used to call it the "You Might Catch AIDS."
Yeah,
I'm not kidding.
No, yeah.
In the 80s, they called it "You Might Catch AIDS."
What's also really? Great about Jesus. That is because of the coronavirus and everything's, you know, kind of closed down or was. Homeless people weren't able to shower anymore because that's where they'd go.
Yeah, they'd shower in AIDS water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because the YMCA has one central water source.
Yeah, they recycle the water through, and everyone is having AIDS butt sex in the shower, and the loads mix in with the water, so then you shower and get AIDS.
I like the idea. I don't like this, but I'm thinking it's very funny of like a garbage man in the 80s taking out garbage and accidentally getting poked by a needle and getting AIDS.
How pissed some fucking Irish dude is.
Yeah, he's just at home, like...
He's just, like, slurring. He's just like, fucking faggots, fucking queers.
Yeah.
There's a fucked up movie. It's called Kids. Have you guys heard of this?
Yeah, it's a Harmony Korine movie.
Yeah, have you watched it?
Yeah, it's fucking whack.
Yeah, they like all give each other HIV.
Yeah. Have you seen Gummo?
No, I haven't seen Gummo.
You should watch Gummo. It's good. Really? It's in the same vein for sure, but not necessarily. Yeah. I mean, it's as fucked up, just different.
Kids is just about a bunch of like squirrely, scummy kids in New York that'll just give each other HIV. And then the last scene is something that would not fly today, I will say that.
Well, you know that. Harmony Korine was like a child when he made that, right?
Was he really?
He was like younger than us when he made Kids.
No way. What? Oh,
I wish I was talented.
Yeah, he went on Letterman for it. And yeah, it's pretty funny. His interviews on Letterman are hilarious.
Yeah. I'll give him that. I mean, when did the movie come out? 95?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you know he got banned from the David Letterman show?
That's sick.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. He was stealing out of Meryl Streep's purse because they were both guests, And David Letterman came to check on Meryl Streep, and he's like, "Hey, Meryl." And Harmony Korine goes, "Come in." And he walks in, and he sees Harmony Korine stealing shit out of Meryl Streep's purse.
What the hell?
Yeah,
that's me.
And then years later, when James Franco was on the Letterman show talking about Spring Breakers, he apologized for Harmony Korine.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah.
I love the idea of Harmony being like, "Hey, I know you're going on on the Tonight Show. You can apologize for me, man."
Yeah, me too. Well, then he made The Beach Bum, right? Which has Matthew McConaughey post Dallas Buyers Club.
But with AIDS.
He's got AIDS.
I think Matthew McConaughey has AIDS in real life.
That's why he's driving Lincolns, probably.
Have you checked out his Instagram? His Instagram is fucking insane.
Is it good?
I don't want to really even say that it's good. It's weird. I don't like getting to know like the person behind all of those roles. Yeah. He's not an actor that you want to like know anything about.
I don't like Matthew McConaughey that much, but the more I think about him every day. I don't know what I don't know what it is. But I think about Matthew McConaughey at least twice a day. And I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't know. Why the hell are you thinking about him so much?
He does look like a sexy version of Woody Harrelson, though.
Yeah. I guess I could see that, yeah.
I think he would have done okay on Cheers.
He looks like, when you look into his eyes, he looks like he is just detached.
He looks like such a weird combination of people in like the worst way. I'm looking at his Instagram right now, and it's like he looks like Woody Harrelson mixed with like Ted Danson mixed with like Tom Hiddleston.
Mm-hmm.
People think this man's sexy. Let that sink in for a bit.
Oh.
Yeah.
I won't let anything sink into me.
He hangs out with Jimmy Fallon, which explains a lot of things.
I like Jimmy Gallon of cum.
No way. He posted a picture of him in Dallas Buyers Club and said, "We need outlaws. Hashtag Dallas Buyers Club 11/22/13.
Yeah, because I think they illegally get the drugs. Is the whole point of the movie.
Yeah.
I've never seen it, though. We should watch it together.
Yeah, we'll do that one night this week. Find it. We can torrent it.
Man, this guy loves the Texas Longhorns. He tweets, like, hook 'em all the time. He's hanging out with Joe Jonas. Who the fuck is this guy?
It's Matthew McConaughey.
He's based.
You know what the good thing about Matthew McConaughey is? As he gets older, and all the 18 and 19-year-olds stay the same age.
Yeah, but that's all of us. That's not just a McConaughey thing.
That's a line from Dazed and Confused.
Oh, yeah, no, never mind. I didn't mean
I was trying to segue into talking about that old fucking guy and the young fucking chick taking advantage.
Please, let's talk about it. I touched on it on the solo pod, but we need to talk about it as a group.
Yeah, I think we could talk. I mean, we got 15 minutes left of the podcast. I think we can do that. And it's unfurling even more, where he's a part of the CIA, I guess, which is kind of crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, fuck, dude. It's
barely goes shit on the oceans.
Yeah, that fucking rocks, man. This guy is awesome.
Dude, I called it, though. I said he was going to be saying Vietnamese slurs.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Well, you and I were popping off the other night. I think Chris is to blame as far as jokes going around.
Oh, I think I started the jokes for sure. I mean, because at first it was just like, what the fuck was the pose? And I was like, yeah, I should quit comedy because I will never be as good as what I'm seeing.
Yeah. And then that's when I was like, oh, yeah, this is a gold mine. And then you and I were popping off. We got Jacob Fisher joining in on that shit. It was beautiful, man.
He'll be here next Tuesday, right?
Yeah, next Tuesday he should be here unless circumstances change it. And then we got Phil coming on the week after. So
sick.
Awesome. Pretty hyped. But, yeah, what are you guys?
We all get the Phil follow back. Phil, if you're listening. Fuck, man.
Don't be a bitch, man. Don't be a bitch.
No.
But yeah, what are you guys' thoughts on this? Because I love it. I think it's awesome.
It's so cool. Here's the thing. I would do exactly what she's doing to an old woman, for sure. Or an old man, really. I would for sure do this. Like if I knew that I could obtain over $100,000, I would do this. Like, I don't think she's... I think she's doing something morally wrong, but I don't fucking care.
There's something I was thinking about yesterday when I had some time. And I was like, okay, think about it. People, she doesn't have to spill all, like, her whole life story about this online. You could just do it in your private life. Like, that's how Lee got away with beating his wife when he was young.
Right. Well, what I was thinking is, I think her fucking downfall is the fact that she kept posting about it online and spilling small details that just kind of kept adding up. If she
would have just shut the fuck up,
yeah,
it would have been totally fine. His family might hate you, but that's it.
And if she would have just posted bare minimum shit. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, because here's the thing. Everybody was just like, everybody was just like, what the fuck? When it was just like, oh, she's marrying him and she loves him or whatever. Like, that was a narrative. But then she's like, he'll die soon. We can still fuck.
Yeah, and the fact that he's got dementia, you know, was another thing that started playing into it. And then it's just like it kept growing from there. And now I'm just like, what the actual, like, that's fucking insane, dude.
Yeah, finding out he, like, doesn't have the mental capacity that a regular 90-year-old has, that kind of rubbed me the wrong way.
And, Cape, I listened to a bit of the solo episode today, and I think you're absolutely right, man. The fact that old people in general have the same motor functions and brain functions as fucking babies. Yeah, no, I agree with you, man.
I literally said, I was like, dude, she is like molesting this old man. She tweeted that he goes down on her for 4 hours.
That's 4 hours, man.
I was like, yeah, that's
me
crazy.
And Lee the same, bro.
No,
he must have taken Mac Miller's word for something. You know what I mean? There's no way that a guy goes down on a girl that long if he hasn't seen that video of Mac Miller talking about eating pussy.
Well, here's the thing. I'll say this for Mac Miller. Pussy king, but also Mac Miller understands that you can't spend that long eating a pussy. You got to do like 20 minutes. If you take 20-minute pussy eating sessions against 4 hours,
well, you know why?
You can knock out a lot of gash.
Right?
What?
You know why it was 4 hours, right?
Probably because he's passed out.
No, he just kept forgetting. And
he thought he just started.
Yeah.
I mean, here's the other thing too. Lee might be aware of his own mortality and just want to like enjoy the last leg of his life in some 19-year-old gash.
Or she didn't feed him that day, so he was just trying to get any kind of sustenance.
She's like, yeah, Lee, I put your cup of grapes in my pussy.
She's like, if you want your pain medication.
Yeah. Lee's like giving her yeast infections because his tongue is like white and gross.
Yeah,
just like soaking his tongue in her pussy.
Yeah, he only drinks coffee.
Yeah, like bro, how strong is your tongue at 90? Like, he is not giving her like the workaround. He's like just letting it soak in there. I don't think he's doing anything with it.
Well,
another thing is, I bet she can't even like cook like any sort of Asian food because like it's probably his PTSD.
Well, I don't think she can cook at all. I guarantee she just brings a bag of hot Cheetos and throws it at him.
She just brings raw hamburger meat and puts it in a dish and makes him lay on the floor and lick it up.
Also, the logistics of him actually eating her out confuses me because it's not like he's mobile enough to be like on his like hands and knees or like laying down
like,
at the foot of the bed. She has to be like sitting on his face.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, because in every picture I saw, she's, like, fucking holding him up. That unless they're sitting
white,
down.
That fucker's like, white knuckling her hand, yeah.
Like, motherfucker cannot move around very well.
Yeah, somebody replied to the tweet that like he was white knuckling trying to hold on to her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, I can't even think of like how that would work. So she's either fucking lying.
Yeah.
Or she's suffocating him.
Yeah, she's trying to kill him.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, god damn it. He ate me out for 8 hours and I got up and he was still breathing. I don't know how he does it. Must have been from when he had to hide in the river in Laos.
Yeah, I have a feeling that a lot of what goes on in that relationship is not very...
Bro, I will go on the record and say, first off, this bitch, you are a fucking rapist. You're an abuser. You are disgusting. And you shouldn't have put it online because you could have gotten away with all of this.
If it wasn't for those meddling Chris.
Yeah, yeah. If it weren't for those meddling bigger accounts. Dude, I'm also thinking about it too. And here's my thing. Cave, I don't want to agree with everything you're saying because I kind of would like to have her on the podcast if we can get a hold of her at any time. If she's not being investigated by the FBI right now.
I will say this. Look, I've made some very strong statements, but if she wants to come on, I totally welcome it, and I will be here with open ears. I will not harass her. I'm open to having my mind changed.
All right. And that's what I think is important, because even though I do agree with you, I do think that's what's going on. I'd also like to stay. I'd also like to stay.
I just want to hear it talk.
Yeah, I need to hear her thoughts on all of this.
Yeah. No, if she wants to come on and speak, I welcome it. I will be nothing but nice. Here's the thing. I think she can roll with some punches. It just everyone started kind of dogpiling, and she got rid of the account. But she was rocking with the hate for a little bit. So I got to salute her for that.
Well, I think she dodged out as soon as it started gathering evidence. I think as soon as it was like, oh, you're doing this for the money, she was like, I have to delete my entire account because I can't just delete the tweets.
Mm-hmm. Yep. No.
They were thoroughly screenshotted.
Oh yeah, everybody was on that shit like flies, like on Mike Pence's head. Whoo, we got that one in there, guys. There we go.
All right, that's a bow.
Thank you. Is that wait? What'd you say?
That's a bow on this situation.
Yeah, bow on top, baby.
Bo Biden.
Bo Biden dead because he's a loser. I'll go on record to say he's a loser. He lost his battle with brain cancer. What a fucking pussy.
Similar to John McCain, yeah.
Do better, idiot. Oh, man. Yeah. Oh, shit. Yeah, I was laughing about Lee thinking that he was a POW. He thinks he's a prisoner of war, and that's why they're bringing him rations to eat, which is actually just his daily pills.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love if he like he doesn't see so good these days, so he thinks that she's like Asian or something.
Yeah, she's thoroughly calling him slurs.
Yeah, he's like, I gotta marry this bitch so I can move up the hierarchy and get the hell out of here.
There's only one way that I can survive this, and it's by marrying her.
The only thing saving my life is this very special agent, Agent Orange.
And she's just like, hi, Lee, I hope your day's going well. And all he hears is, peek, what, night, long?
Yeah, she's like, hey, Lee, I made you breakfast. It's on the counter, so eat it whenever you want. And Lee's like, I ain't think back now.
He keeps calling her Ola, and she's like, oh, my God, he speaks Spanish. And the whole time it's just his ex, his wife's name.
Yeah.
Thank you. Dude, I'm on a fucking roll.
Wife crash.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I would love what?
He said that for 2 fucking days.
Yeah. Wait, did you see my take on the situation?
No.
Oh, is that he didn't realize that he crashed, so they both survived, but because they were there for two fucking days, she like bled out or something.
Jesus.
I just think that it's not funny, but it's kind of funny.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Anyway, I hope Beans Hype gets her fucking money.
Yeah. Chase your bag, queen. Fuck capitalism.
I want like $10. I want like $10 if she gets it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and here's the thing. I was talking with my roommate about this whole situation. I was explaining it all. And just like, because you know his family, like his great-grandchildren and everyone, they all probably fucking hate her.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But it's like she's going to marry him, and you know she's, at the very least, she's going to take out a life insurance policy.
Well, yeah, because he doesn't already have it.
Yeah. And it's like, who knows how much Lee is going to leave to her.
Right.
But
I was actually kind of laughing about this. Because initially when we were making the jokes, I'm like, oh, man, that's kind of mean to, like, make jokes about this 98-year-old or 89-year-old or whatever. Then I realized he probably doesn't go online ever. There's no way that it would ever, like, directly affect him.
Yeah. Oh, no, he has no idea what's going on.
Yeah, he doesn't even know he's got married the other day. He just thought he was renewing his vows or something.
Yeah.
He was told he was going to a wedding, not participating in one.
He's like, a wedding? I thought it was Columbus Day.
They're like, do you take her to be your lawfully wedded wife? And he's like, I do, but he's like talking about shitting his pants.
Yeah. Oh my god. Yeah.
She had somebody whisper in his ear right before the vows. Do you hate Laotian?
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, what did you say, Chris?
Do you hate the way ocean people?
I don't know what you said. I'm a joke, but it might be exactly what you said.
He looks like
whispered in his ear, do you hate the ocean people?
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah, I heard you.
He does kind of look like Pete Buttigieg in like 10 years, though.
Yeah.
Did I say 10?
You did.
You know what? I'm going to stick to it. He looks like Pete Buttigieg in 10 years because Pete Buttigieg is going to go bald.
Real.
Well, yeah, he has HIV, doesn't he?
Yeah, well, he was hanging out with Matthew McConaughey, Donald Trump, Michelle Obama, and Jared Leto.
Oh, you know what? I also wanted to say, I forgot to say this earlier, but I'm really glad, you know, that Eazy-E paved the way for gay black men all around the world.
Me too, man. So... Matthew McConaughey, trans Jared Leto, Eazy-E, Donald Trump, Michelle Obama, and Justin, and Pete Buttigieg walk into a bar.
And they all share a needle because it doesn't matter.
Right, because they all have AIDS.
I sold them heroin.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, no,
they
on,
go to there to meet their drug dealer Chris, and they all use the same needle to shoot up.
They all go into the bar, and the bartender says, "Do you guys need any help?" And they all say, "Nope, we already got some AIDS."
I don't care because $200 is $200.
They're only paying $200.
Yeah, just with the hair, they do this every night. I'm making a consistent amount of money.
Do you think Joe Biden's gonna chain somebody up in his office?
Joe Biden did what?
Gonna chain someone up in his office.
Yeah, he has both of his skull in there already.
He's gonna have to like chain himself up so it looks like he's not sleeping.
Well, no, I'm just imagining him as like a Jabba Hutt situation, and he's got a slave Leia there, but it's just like a, I don't know, like a child or his dog or something.
Mm. Okay, hold on. I'm gonna be 100% honest with you guys.
Yeah.
I gotta take a fat ass shit, so I'm gonna plug real quick, and you guys can finish whatever you do. Okay. But I gotta take a shit. My Twitter, that's all. Great dog sign.
Okay.
Cool, man.
Sorry.
Yeah, no.
It's all right, man. You're good. Go do your thing. But it's just so funny that your only plug is your Twitter. He's gone already. All right. Do you want to riff on anything? We got a couple minutes left if you want to.
Yeah. Well, okay, real quick. I don't know if you were like seeing, there's been like some tweets circulating today talking about like the trigger warning, like capital letters and shit like that.
Yeah.
Have you seen those? Trigger warning emoticons.
Right.
I've seen some TikTok videos on that.
Yeah.
I guess before my plugs, I just want to say if you do that, you are literally the biggest pussy I think I have ever heard of that might ever exist.
I think those people need to work on getting better, and if they are working on getting better, good for you, but we shouldn't, I don't think we need to be trigger warning everything in the fucking world when it comes to text, so.
No, like,
maybe that's me being a bad guy or whatever, but.
No, I don't think so. I think at a certain point it gets irrational, and I think, you know, the main source of communication is like text-based communication.
Right.
And you're gonna trigger warning a capital letters, like an all caps tweet.
Like,
I mean, you can do that if you want, but don't expect anybody else to listen to you. You are like literally the biggest pussy in the world.
Yeah. Well, maybe. Just me immediately shifting to victim blaming, like, well, maybe you shouldn't have been yelled at over text so many times, you know.
Yeah, I'm gonna start gaslighting those people.
Yeah,
you know, most people don't get yelled in all caps, so maybe you did something wrong.
Just sending them a text that's all caps lol. All right,
yeah,
let's we should probably close it out on that. Cave, you got anything to plug?
Yeah, I guess Twitter, KPVQN. Hit the Patreon if you're not already in. Just thank you to everyone for listening. That's all I got.
Cool. Yeah, hit the Patreon, hit the subreddit, follow us on Twitter at all of our ads or whatever.
So, yeah.
All right, I'm going to play us out on a song.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Oh,